Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, October 13th, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums.
The Eureka Springs Original Ozark Folk Festival presents a live recording of Michael Jonathan's Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour. It's Saturday, October 26th in the City Auditorium. Guests include Michael Martin Murphy and Leroy Troy and the Tennessee Mafia Jug Band. This recording will be aired on public radio and television, as well as the Armed Forces Radio Network. Tickets are available at theaud.org.
Ahead on this edition of Weekend Ozarks, an invasive rock snot algae is threatening to take over parts of the White River. Plus, the latest artist at the Fayetteville Underground is stirring the emotions of viewers with his work.
But first, last week it was stories about the federal government shutdown. And this week, Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis brings us stories related to the outdoors in his weekly review.
Trees are easily one of the more visible parts of our outdoor environment, and more trees are coming to Bentonville this month, as volunteers aim to plant 1,026 trees in the city leading up to and on National Make a Difference Day on October 26th. Troy Galloway, the city's director of planning services, says that several organizations are helping the city increase its tree canopy.
Walmart very generously contributed $25,000 as a matching grant for money that the city is providing to actually purchase the trees. So without that partnership, we would be doing about half as much in terms of planting this year. But Walmart really stepped up to the plate with a very generous cash gift. Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art really is the backbone of the volunteer effort, and they have lent a lot of professional expertise in helping lay out and identify sites for the tree plantings. Crossland Construction is going to help prepare the holes. Bentonville Public Schools is providing one of the planting sites and also providing a significant volunteer base.
Galloway says that the tree planting effort is a direct result of a study published in the last year that looked at the tree canopies of the major cities of Northwest Arkansas.
That study was an eye-opener for our community. I mean, we knew intuitively that we had lost significant canopy over the last several years of high rate of development in our community. We really didn't have any idea that it was as low as it was, sitting there at 19%. And over the coming years, we're going to do everything that we can locally here to improve that tree canopy coverage and hopefully get much closer to that 40% coverage that's an ideal target.
The trees will be planted at five areas throughout the city. In Memorial Park, along John DeShields Boulevard, along Walton Boulevard near the Walmart home office, Southwest I Street, at the former Tiger Stadium, and at Mary Mae Jones Elementary, which will receive more than 200 trees. Another clearly visible outdoor amenity is our lakes and streams, and the inherent water quality in those bodies of water. The results of the 8th annual Secchi Day at Beaver Lake were released this week. In August, 30 volunteer teams used black and white Secchi discs to measure the water clarity depth at 35 sampling sites around the lake. The teams also collected water samples, which were analyzed for nitrate, phosphorus, and chlorophyll concentrations. Dr. Robert Morgan is the manager of water quality for the Beaver Water District. He says that the data collected this year shows that average Secchi depths increase closer to Beaver Lake, which isn't really new information, but the data also shows that Secchi depths increase during drought years like 2006 and 2012, but decrease during flood years like 2008 and 2011.
What does that tell us? Well, something is coming in with the storms on those years when things are flooding. Something is different there that causes more algae, which causes less Secchi depth. And, you know, the thing we need to look for now is, what is it that's coming in? And can we make a connection and figure out how to manage that more effectively? We can also look at it, and we can see that there's a definite relationship between the amount of chlorophyll and the Secchi depth. And that basically means that what we're measuring with Secchi depth in August is the amount of algae in the lake, because the chlorophyll gets the green stuff in the algae.
Morgan says that nitrates and phosphorus, which both contribute to algal growth and higher chlorophyll concentrations, flow into the lake from the reservoir's headwaters and from other point and non-point sources. But in Beaver Lake, it's the phosphorus that acts as the limit to algal growth. However, because only 8 years of data exists, only certain things can be determined pertaining to water quality at the lake.
The main driver, as you can tell from the data, is the weather. And some years it rains a lot more than other years. So if we just look at 8 years, then all we're really looking at is weather. not a trend over time. So that's where you have to look through the drought cycles and things like that. And it's even more complicated because the climate changes over time, too. So you have to look at a real long term of data to see if it's a real trend.
But Morgan says that water itself doesn't change over time, and that if indicators of a change in water quality arise, it usually signals a change in external factors, like a different land use or new discharge into the lake. Lakes are wide open spaces, but so are fields full of crops, and winter wheat planting will start later than usual in some parts of Arkansas this year. Jason Kelly is an extension wheat and feed grain specialist for the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture. He says planting too early can leave growing wheat vulnerable to freeze damage or put it at risk for hungry fall armyworms and other insects and diseases.
We've started planting wheat a little bit. I would say in general we're behind compared to especially last year and probably previous years. And one of the slowdowns has been the summer crops, soybeans, rice, corn. They're maturing later this year than that what they did last year. Most of our wheat is planted behind another crop, and when those harvests get delayed, that just delays wheat planting.
Kelly says October is the crucial month for wheat planting in the state. Planting wheat earlier or later can still produce good yields, but the crop could be at greater risk for problems. And cyclists in Fayetteville will eventually face fewer risks of their own in getting to some parts of town. This week, we reported on a future bike route planned to run along North Street and through part of the VA hospital property. Matt Mihaljevic is Fayetteville's City Trails Coordinator.
Ultimately, it'll be painted signs and symbols on the pavement directing people how to get through to the signal at Evelyn Hills there in front of Cross College, and then leading back toward Woolsey, toward Wilson Park and Skull Creek Trail. So we see it as an important connection through there. Currently, there's a gate closing off part of it, so we would open that gate up and install a red bollard that we use to keep cars out but allow bikes and pedestrians to come through.
Mihaljevic says that the Midtown route will connect to the city's trail system to several destinations in the Midtown area.
We've had a lot of citizen requests for a better connectivity to Evelyn Hills Shopping Center with Ozark Natural Foods there and many other destinations, as well as connection to the UAMS and the VA campuses. So this is something that we've been working on. Alderman Petty has been very involved working on this. We've been working on it for probably a year, and we're getting close to getting all the loose ends tied up on the agreements and different things.
He says that though there are still a lot of formalities to go through in regards to getting required agreements from UAMS and the federally run VA, Mihaljevic hopes to have the route completed sometime next year. From the Herald and Blanche Calk News Studio, I'm Timothy Dennis, and this is Weekend Ozarks at Large.